Okay, first of all, the homework. Because this is in English, the homework is a little bit more complicated. Next time, write these three verses 40 times. Not copy it. Not cut and paste it. 40 times. Write it beautifully in your handwriting to remember these verses, because we'll come back to this a lot. Because this is something that is a very critical meaning in understanding love. Because love is not an action which is happening from one person to the subject. It's very complicated. The best thing is to understand that lover and beloved are one. Okay? But there is something else. You are the thirsty fellow, right? You like to know. You are yearning to understand the knowledge. This is what you are doing, right? So don't forget that the knowledge is seeking you as well. This is how it works. It's hard to imagine, because for you, when I said that, okay, you are seeking the knowledge is seeking you as well. Sounds nice, right? Sounds good, but really, does it sink? That's the hard part, to let it sink. So, but it's like that. Because you're looking for the secret is looking for you. Because the case is not that somebody made a secret and hid it and locked it for you not to be found. The secret itself is looking for you. Because it's in you. The desire of love is in you. Exactly the same as desire of being loved and desire of food and sex and all that is there. Everything is inside. So, do not divide it. Do not look at it as something else. That something else is ghairat. And we have to come back to this. I don't like to let this go and let the story go to another stage. But I have to, because this couple of pages that we are going through are the most beautiful one really in this book, you will see, and a complicated one. Yes, because he plays with this word, and these are the months that he has been drawn to me. Pay attention that the next paragraph starts with one thing. The whole world became jealous because God is superior to all the world in jealousy. This is where the Qayrat comes in, and Rumi will explain it to you, because he used it here, right? And he said, Qayrat Adam and Qayrat to Al Qayrat Hameh. I will do it personally. He will talk about it. The wording will be Jumla Alam Zan Ghayur Ahmad Kahab Bord Dar Qayrat Barin Alam Sabab. Jealousy as an adjective doesn't go for God, no matter you're atheist or religious or what. Because jealousy is about somebody having something that I cannot. If I could knock you down and take whatever you have, then I would be jealous of you. It's not jealousy, it's a ghairat, it's a complicated one, it's other separation and all that. We have to come back to that next time, inshallah. So next time we start from the homework, top of the homework.
So you want us to, in the English, you want us to start writing with whomsoever? Is that the line in
yes,
English?
Yes, whomsoever up to be
the ear.
Be the ear.
Right.
Ear. Ear is important. You are using it wrongly. Ear is important to listen to Rumi. He started with Vishnu. The book starts with listen. Then he found an animal with big ears. That's the fantastic one, the hare, right? Then he will talk about it, and he gave it a secret. He said, because pulling the ear is something. What is it? No. This is the only part of a child that you can grab. The child will follow you no matter what, and it's not dangerous. Because that's the way. This was the handcuff 500 years ago. When they wanted them, you will grab the ear and the guy will follow you. This is something in that culture that everybody knows. Here you say, means that being forced to follow someone. Right? You say, you know who is doing it to you? God is doing it to you. Therefore you should be all ears. To be in his hand. Because he's grabbing your ears, good for ear. You see how he thinks about love. Even when he's talking symbolically, you remember that that's it. First of all, there is this feeling in me that I feel he's beautiful. So the same feeling is there. So I could look beautiful to him. And this tendency in me is because he's pulling me. Then I will be the subject of that pulling. Being pulled, we'll come back to that next time inshallah to talk about it a little bit more. Because this is the lovely part of it. Because this is the part that Rumi will talk about himself, personally reciting these verses. Here he said, I'm thinking about the rhyme, and my beloved says no. Later you will say, that he will say, oh, me? I didn't say anything. Whatever I said was really abbreviation, and I don't know how to do this. But you know why I abbreviated? Because if I say it all, everybody will be burned. You cannot handle it. I have a lot to say, therefore I'm silent. And when I say when I say one word, you should think about the other one. How could you say it? You would say, when I say the lips, I mean the shore of the ocean. That's the lips for me. So be attentive. Be attentive to my way of using the words, because I want to describe something out of this. Like, this is lovely. I hope this will sink. Let's end this before everybody falls asleep. Where are you? In Darighaha. Let's go to the Alas. Right? In Darighaha, khiyal didan ast. و از وجود نقد خود ببریدن است. غیرت حق بود و با حق چاره نیست. کودنی که از عشق حق سرپاره نیست. غیرت آن باشد که آن غیر همه است. آن که افزون از بیان و دمدمه است. ای دریغا عشق من دریا بودی تا نثار دلبر زیبا بودی. توتی من، مرغ زیرکسار من، ترجمان فکرت و اسرار من، هرچه روزی داد و ناداد آیدم، روز اول گفته تا یاد آیدم. توتی خواهد ز وحی آواز او، پیش از آواز وجود آواز او. اندرون توست آن توتی نهان، عکس او را دیده تو بر این و آن. میبرد شادیت را تو شاد از او، میپذیری ظلم را چون داد از او. ای که جان را بهر تن میسوختی، سوختی جان را و تن افروختی. سوختم من، سوخته خواهد کسی، تازه من آتش زند اندر خسی. سوخته چون قابل آتش ببرد، سوختهی بستان که آتش کش ببرد. ای دریغا، ای دریغا، ای دریغ، کنچنان ماهی نهان شد زیر میغ.